The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone. And danger may not be our middle name, but we certainly love entering the danger zone. It is one of the more popular features here on Money Life. I can say that because I get a lot of feedback from the audience. And if you ever want me to pass a message directly to David Trainer, send me the email. It's Chuck at Money Life Show. Don't be shy, because my guests can take it. And David is the president of New Constructs. It's newconstructs.com. On Twitter, it's at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be here, Chuck. Thank you.
David joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that most investors wonder how their interests stack up against the other priorities at traditional firms. Hightower sets its priorities differently, in line with investor interests. To learn how it works, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, David, who's in the danger zone this week?
TiVo is in the danger zone.
Danger, danger!
That's ticker symbol TiVo. Why TiVo now? I mean, you sort of think around the holidays, people TiVo and everything or wanting to help their relatives who want to catch up on it. It'd be a good time for TiVo. Why is it a bad time?
TiVo's kind of been on my danger list for a long time, Chuck, and because that list is so long, I don't always get to the ones, you know, that you might think. But there's a lot of issues with TiVo. Primarily, I think what I really want to point out here is that TiVo is sort of what I call one of these bubble stocks that gets popular and gets a lot of people who feel very passionately about the stock. I've made some negative comments in the past, and the defensiveness that comes out is really interesting, and it's almost always based completely on this idea that the intellectual property related to TiVo is going to somehow make it a super profitable company or make it a very good stock. What I'm here to do today is point out two things. One, expectations for the future cash flows of this company are ridiculous, and stock prices are based on cash flows in the medium and long term. Maybe not in the near term, but in the medium and long term, investors need to know they're dealing with an empty shell here when it comes to cash flows. And the second thing is there's a collar on the upside of the stock. This is sort of probably the more interesting from an accounting perspective point. And that's related to all the options that this company has granted over the years. One of the things that companies that don't make any money like to do is grant options to compensate employees because it helps them with their cash flow or their lack thereof. TiVo has granted a lot of these over the years, to the tune when you value these options based on a very traditional and conservative approach, using TiVo's own assumptions related to the value of their options. It comes out to almost $100 million, you know, 6-7% of their market cap. So you're talking about a significant weight on the stock at its current price. But the other thing that people often don't understand is that the value of that liability goes up significantly anytime the stock goes up. So existing investors participate less and less in incremental improvement in the stock price, which at the end of the day kind of puts some serious headwinds against upward movement in the stock.
When you talk about serious headwinds against upward movement, does that mean that those headwinds eventually have the ability to blow it down and send it backwards? I mean, if we're going to continue that analogy, and I'm all about continuing analogies, do we get to a spot where if the winds get too big, we see a significant decline? Must it decline from here?
No, it's not a must decline. I mean, it's really sort of, you know, stock prices are all about expectations. So you have to figure out sort of this cross point or the intersection of where existing investors appreciate what kind of cash flow expectations are embedded in the stock price and how little they may participate in those future cash flows. And so it's a little more dynamic because it's not necessarily always going to drive things down, because essentially all you're doing is increasing the size of the pie for that existing investor when you give out options. That's the way to look at it. And they're not taking cash out of the register and giving it to someone else. They're basically just allowing more people to access the register. So your piece of the pie doesn't go negative, it just gets smaller.
So what's a realistic forecast for the stock at this point?
You know, that's an excellent question, right? Because one of the things that the bulls will scream, and believe me, I've seen the screams in my comments and some of my articles, they'll scream about the opportunity for settlements related to all these lawsuits that TiVo has for people who they believe have infringed on their technology. And this is where I think the story kind of gets a little more intense, right? People think that because one company is suing another company for patent infringement, they're going to get money. They don't realize, number one, how expensive patent enforcement is. And number two, at the end of the day, your patents are there to protect your ability to earn cash flows. And you need to earn those cash flows in the marketplace, not in the courts. That aside, you'll see that there are a pretty wide range of assumptions for what these patent lawsuits might generate for the company. And for example, you want to talk about what my target price is. My target price for what I think the stock is worth is probably no more than $7 a share compared to $12.70 now. And that assumes that the company's lawsuits earn it a $1 billion settlement.
Wow.
Which is a pretty big, I think, assumption, right? If you go to the high-end assumption, like the highest, best-case scenario for settlements, that's $2.4 billion, which I thought to be pretty extreme. And, you know, like you'll see some of these people who want to help their own position in the stock write some pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But that only puts you really at $18 a share. Pretty significant increase from here, but that does not reflect the increase in the value of the liability related to the outstanding options.
So what we're really talking about here is a stock that it's got the options problem, it's got a little bit of a valuation issue, and oh, by the way, if the lawsuits don't pan out in the best possible scenario, all the pressure is going to be downward. And so that's why TiVo is in the danger zone. David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. It's newconstructs.com or at New Constructs on Twitter, or better yet, check him out in both places. David, it is always great chatting with you. Look forward to being back in the danger zone with you next week.
Thank you, Chuck. Great to be with you.
Up next on Money Life, it is the Money Life Market Call. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.